And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I'm thrilled to be back, by the way, after a couple of weeks away. I'm Jo Stanley and, as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo, and watch out, Melbourne. Someone's here.
Oh, watch out. You got a spring in your step this morning, GQ. Morning, Jo.
It is food and fitness expert Luke Hines. Hi there.
It is so good to see you guys. I'm in studio with you in Melbourne, which is an absolute delight, and I'm pumped for today's show. Some really good topics.
Well, here we go. I have to say, in the last couple of years, I have discovered the love of walking.
Oh, hello. Right?
Now, I'm a runner, love running, but I have learned that there is something very soul-lifting about a good, robust, long walk. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. Therapeutically, particularly near water or in the bush.
You know what? It's funny you should say that, GQ, because often GQ and I have mobile debriefs while you are walking the bay. Yes. And you often describe how beautiful it is, not only for your physical health, but your mental health as well. Yes. Seeing the beautiful environment around us and clearing our head after a stressful week.
Yes, I find those chats quite distracting because I can't concentrate on the environment.
Isn't it just like listening to a podcast? The
pretty
dulcet
well.
Tones of Luke Hines in your ear.
Welcome back to my phone call.
But there also are so many great organised walks out there as well, whether it's fundraisers or community events, which I really love sort of diving into. Well, today we'll be speaking with a man who is walking 7.9 kilometres every day for the month of March, and he's doing that for the Save Our Sons Duchenne Foundation. Ali Eid is the co-founder of the Save Our Sons Duchenne Foundation, which was set up after his son, Emilio, was diagnosed as a toddler with Duchenne, which is a severe type of muscular dystrophy, mainly affecting our boys. And I know that Ali, he's a friend of the show. We've spoken with him many times because he does extraordinary work.
We're lucky most weeks we speak to someone who's a bit of an inspiration. This bloke is right up there.
I joined him on one of these walks not long ago in Geelong, and I've never seen a more inspiring and passionate group of people, and it really touches your heart, the effort they go to bring awareness to this, and it's so important for our boys.
Absolutely. And I have to say it's probably one of the most overlooked elements to our health, how much water do we drink in a day? We are going to be talking hydration for all ages. I'm passionate about it because it's something easy you can do in your home for free.
That's my favourite H word.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Hydration.
It's amazing what one drop can do because that can make the difference between the flavour of a single malt.
Here we go. Fair enough.
I
like it in ice with the gin as well.
I'm just going to leave that there.
And another topic not talked about very often is the importance of male fertility in the baby-making process. It's not all about the women, of course.
And this is good because often there's always blame, isn't there? Well, we're going to remove the blame today.
Well, we talked to Leah Hechtman, naturopath and natural fertility specialist, about male fertility, its decline with age and unhealthy lifestyle choices, plus A to Z of vitamins. We're going to be talking about unique ways to boost our energy levels across the board. And as always, 131-873 is our number. We would love you to give us a call with any questions for your health. We have both Gerald and Hindy here to help you with any advice that you might need to get you feeling and, you know, a bit of feeling great and a bit of pep in
looking
your step.
And feeling your absolute
that's
best,
right.
Jo
yes,
Stanley.
That's right. Next up, Ali Eid from Save Our Sons Duchenne and how we can help him raise those critical funds. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What's clean, vegan and packed full of skin-loving ingredients? It's new Rimmel London Kind and free moisturising skin tint. It's free from nasties, formulated with aloe vera and antioxidant complex of vitamin E and B5, delivering 24-hour hydration. The lightweight formula evens skin tone and blurs imperfections and is suitable for sensitive sensitive skin. It's clean beauty that works, no compromises. Rimmel London Kind and free moisturising skin tint is $9.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number, and we would love you to give us a call with any questions that you might have for your health. Gerald and Heinze are both here to answer those questions. But first, Save Our Sons is a foundation that was set up to find a cure for Duchenne and Becker muscular dystrophy by Ali and Nancy Eade after their son Emilio was diagnosed with Duchenne. And joining us on the line is the co-founder of Save Our Sons, Ali Eade, who is walking 7.9 kilometres every single day this month to raise money and awareness for this incredibly important cause. Welcome to the show, Ali.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, I understand that the distance of 7.9 kilometres has been chosen because 79 is a significant number for those with Duchenne. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, we've got 79 exons in our body, and our kids are missing some of those exons, and hence why they have the condition called Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
There you go.
Look, I believe that you're walking at different times of the day, Ali. Can you tell me why that is?
What I'm trying to represent is I want to start every day, every different hours of the day. So because this condition's 24/7, and the care for our kids and our young men, and in rare cases women, is around the clock. So that's why it's so important that we represent the 24-hour clock.
So does that mean you'll be walking at night time at some of these days?
Absolutely. There'll be times I'm in the morning at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., right around the clock. Because when we're all asleep, some of these carers and parents are up looking after their kids. And what we take a lot for granted. And I'm just trying to represent and let people know that, you know, someone else is awake at this time of the night while we're all happily asleep.
You're an inspirational bloke, Ali, and I want to quote from something you said. I had a choice: accept the situation and do nothing, or accept what we face with and try to do everything in your power to save your son's life. You say, I knew what I had to do. The aim, obviously, is to try and understand more about the exons, more about their role in this dreadful condition. How far along are you research-wise?
Well, right now we've got trials in our country which are good, and the trials aren't the cure.
No.
But they're just managing to help our boys. So our boys are walking longer, living longer,
good,
which is great. But the problem is, it's not the cure. There are drugs that have been approved internationally, and we're trying to bring the drugs home to Australia. The sad reality is some of these drugs that have been approved and seem to be working, families are looking at $600,000 to access these drugs. So we're saying to the government, please give these families access to the drugs. There are trials knocking on our doorsteps, that like the gene therapy trial,
yes,
and there's another trial for the heart and lungs that is in a phase 3.
Yeah.
The only issue we're facing right now is our hospitals need the support, hence why the funds we raise, we support our hospitals from the back end. So any resources they require, nurses, specialised people, to make these trials happen, Save Our Sons is saying, please do not knock these trials because of your resources. We will fund them. So the pharmaceutical companies don't need our money. The hospitals need our support, and the doctors and the crew.
Can you tell us how many boys are diagnosed with this disease, and does it only affect boys?
Well, 99% are boys. It's on the X chromosome. It's a 1 in 50 million chance for a girl to get it, but it's 1 in 3,500 of every boy that's diagnosed with the condition.
Is Emilio walking with you today? Is he in his chair and enjoying it?
He is, yes. And we have another young man who's joined us today. Corey has come down from Armidale.
Yes.
To also join the walk. I've got my family and friends here.
Fantastic.
And everyone that's been part of the charity, just to walk for those who can't, walk in honour and memory of those we've lost. Yes. And we want to walk to continue to give our kids some real hope.
Good.
Ali, can you give us some insight into what it's like for Emilio day-to-day and for you as a family supporting him?
Look, it's hard to watch because these kids are unbelievably resilient. But when your child asks you a question that, or says a comment like, when I get older, I'm going to drive my brother and sister, and deep down in my heart, I know that's not going to happen because his condition doesn't allow it. And then you watch his condition deteriorate, you watch Duchenne just creep up on him, and it's taken everything that he could do, and it slowly will take his muscles, will take his hands, and the sad reality for all of us, the heart and lungs and muscles. But as a parent, it's bad enough you get the diagnosis, then you've got to sit and watch this thing take its course. And then when the bigger punch is when they're asking you, things like, would a girl ever like me, or would I be able to ever do this? In your heart of hearts, you know that it's a long shot. Mm-hmm. But you just try to stay positive. And look, it keeps coming, but I think these kids are resilient. He's always smiling, never complains. He may have his odd bad day, but there's something special about our boys, and it's just incredible.
Well done.
It's really amazing. How can we help?
Well, all I can ask everyone is to please, one, help us raise awareness. So if you're seeing anything on social media, please share it, because without awareness, we can't fundraise. And without fundraising, we can't make a difference. They can go to saveoursons.org.au and they can help, or they can go to any Chemist Warehouse store. For the month of March, Chemist Warehouse have really got behind the charity. They're our national partners. We've got amazing sponsors from the Chemist Warehouse. Suppliers have also jumped on board and running in their own internal promotions. So whether you get online or get on Chemist Warehouse, every little bit counts.
So from what, so saveoursons.org.au or any Chemist Warehouse, Ali?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, good luck. Can hear the birds in the
yes,
background.
Yes.
We're sorry.
Where are you off to today?
We're on the Cooks River Bridge on the Strathfield Walk.
Terrific.
And we're heading there 7.9 kilometres today again.
So well, if anyone's around that area, get involved.
Yeah, go and walk with Ali.
All the best with that. Thank you so much, Ali. And yes, that website is saveoursons.org.au. Please do support them if you can. Well, 131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions for your health. We'll be getting to those next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number for any questions that you might have for your health. And let me remind you that not only is Gerald here with his wealth of knowledge, but we have Luke Hines, who, how many cookbooks have you got now?
We are up to number 13 now, Joe, and I wanted to put that call out to anyone who might be looking for some motivation to get back into their fitness or need any healthy cooking tips, working out what foods they should be eating for a specific lifestyle. That's why I'm here. So feel free to give us a call.
Yes, absolutely. Nutrition being key to our health. Before, so 131-873 is the number if you need a reminder there. Before we get to our calls, this might seem like a really obvious thing because, of course, we all know we should drink plenty of water, but actually we rarely do. I think it's one of those things sometimes you have to remind yourself during a busy day. And the result isn't, you know, just that you're thirsty. Dehydration is a really bad thing. It can affect you in many different ways, Gerald.
And it depends, and you can become, if you're a little older, don't look at me like that, Joe.
I'm staring.
I thought you would be. If you're a little older or you are really young, dehydration can suddenly come upon you and things can go dramatically pear-shaped. I have a little hint. If you suspect dehydration, just pinching the back of your skin.
I'm like doing that it now.
If you pinch the back of your skin, if it stays up like that, it shows you're dehydrated. Now,
what do you reckon? Now I'm doing it now. For those listening at home,
yes,
I'm doing
radio.
It. Dr. GQ.
See how your skin has gone right back?
Yeah.
Well, it shows you're hydrated.
Yeah.
So, which is good. But if you've got particularly a person with older skin and you're pinching that and it stays up, you've got to encourage, not tell, encourage them to drink more water. Not a whole lot at the one time. Just constantly sip. Stops dry mouth, helps chewing, the chewing reflex, helps you think more clearly. All the benefits we know, and that's important.
There is that combination people get confused about, though, when they're drinking tea and coffee. Say they're having lots of cups of tea with boiling water and they're having long blacks. They're forgetting that they can also be a diuretic. So although you are getting that water in, it's important to offset it. So if you're someone who devours coffee, I don't know how many you have a day.
Two or three, but you have a glass of water afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So pair your coffee with that tall glass of water. And also keep track of it. If it's easy for you to kind of mark how many glasses you're having, just open a note in your phone. But I often talk about dehydration and hydration when it comes to our bodies and our food and fitness, because a lot of people struggling with their weight, often it's because of overeating. And often we mistake dehydration as actually being hungry. So one thing I recommend people to do is if you're feeling hungry, first, have a tall glass of good water, wait 20-30 minutes, And I will be surprised if many are still actually hungry, because often you are just dehydrated.
Yes. Well, I read a very interesting story, and I love that as a thing to sort of offset, and particular sugar cravings.
Yeah, you get the sugar cravings.
But also, Gerald, I read this really interesting study that's come out of the University of Texas that has shown that people over 65 underestimate how thirsty they are, because as we age, the sensations that tell us to hydrate, that we lose them. So that means that people in their 60s, 70s and 80s, according to this study, if they're dehydrated, they're more likely to be, if you're exposed to virus or bacteria, more likely to then develop infection like a UTI, pneumonia, respiratory diseases, so much more likely if you're dehydrated.
It's almost like a stack of cards, Joe. The first part of your body that suffers when you're dehydrated is your brain. So straight away, we're not really thinking clearly. So that's the first thing. The other, many people are given fluid-reducing tablets for their part, for their blood pressure.
Right.
That's taking fluid away as well. So, and there's all sorts of other issues associated with just enjoying. We should, because water's not, it's not sexy. It's not fashionable. Mm. We've got to re-emphasise the fact.
I'll tell you my favourite water. Wait for it.
What?
Sparkling water. With a little bit of ice and a fresh squeeze of lime. Mm. I know I'm going wild on that.
You're mad.
But it is so good.
I think that, well, the SodaStream changed my life.
Yes. Well, I think it changes, does change lives.
I love it.
And on the TV show today, I saw you doing a story, Joe, where a nutritional scientist said that every now and again people say, oh, SodaStream, it actually, what's it putting into the water? It can't be good for you. It's just bubbles, for heaven's sake. Nothing more. Just bubbles.
It's just bubbles. And the other thing I read about hydration, if you are dehydrated, it can change your mood because your brain is under stress.
Of course.
It's not thinking clearly. It increases cortisol, reduces your ability to create serotonin. All of that sort of, you know, has, again, that house of cards if you don't drink enough water. So get a lovely big glass of cool water, everybody.
I'm going to have a big drink now, sorry.
All righty. 131-873 is our number. Kay in Melbourne has called. Hi there, Kay.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to ask a question about, I was running a lot, but I'm injured at the moment and can't run and not really doing any exercise, but my nutrition has gone out the window. Like, I know that I should be eating clean and lean and everything like that, but I just eat huge volumes of food at the moment and can't stop, in a sense. I'm wondering what sort of, like, part of me knows it, but I just can't put it into practice.
Kay, thank you so much for calling. During COVID, I was you. Right now in this moment, my exercise went by the wayside. I knew what I should be eating and I knew the types I should, you know, the types of foods I should be celebrating on my plate. But there was something mentally just holding me back. And not only did I overeat, I overate the wrong types of foods. Does that sound a little bit familiar? Yeah,
a little bit too familiar. She's like, are you in my house
like,
watching me?
Amen, Luke Hines. Okay, so the first thing that helped me, Kay, we can exercise till our hearts, you know, are content, and we can try to buy the healthiest foods. But unless we get that mindset right and that kind of self-belief that we are able to do this and that we are worthwhile and we are worthy of that health, then nothing was going to change. So what I had to do is I had to step back and go, okay, these foods are addictive. Obviously, processed and refined foods, that the more you eat, the more you want, and it becomes a slippery slope. So step back and think bigger picture, Kay, and go, all right, who do I want to be as a person? What do I want to achieve? And what do I have to do to actually get that? So you're, like many people, would want to achieve a balanced, healthy lifestyle that, you know, indulges on occasion, but also fuels their body with the right food. If, do you have kids, Kay, or a pet?
Adult kids.
Okay, adult kids.
No.
All right, no pet. I want you to imagine when you were raising your beautiful kids, I want you to imagine you were given a choice. One side of the room, there's processed and refined foods. On the other side of the room is really nourishing foods that you know are going to bring them health and vitality. You're not going to give them processed and refined foods because as a mother, your intention is to look after them in the best way possible. I need you to treat yourself with that same respect and that same beautiful quality of where you know that each and every mouthful you make is an investment in your long-term health. And it's not easy, won't happen overnight, but I promise you, when you start valuing you and who you are, it's absolutely so rewarding when you make that investment in good food. It would really change your life.
That's a
fantastic.
It's a lovely visualisation to see yourself caring for yourself as you would a child. Mm. But I have also a practical question for you, Hindsey. For Kay and all of us
yes.
who struggle with what we reach for when we're hungry,
oh, yeah.
what's a really simple thing that's not, oh, I'm going to go for a packet muesli bar or a packet,
yeah.
right, processed food? Yeah. What's something really fresh and easy to reach for that you can have in the fridge for those moments when you're feeling a little bit weak-willed?
Something that changed my life when I was doing my own physical transformation, it was having fresh or frozen berries just in the house all the time and a really good quality Greek or, you know, really good healthy yogurt. Mm. And I find the yogurt gave me that creaminess and fattiness that I might usually get from something a little bit more decadent. And the fruit is a really fantastic, berries are low fructose fruit, meaning they don't spike your blood sugars as much as something like super sugary. So you get that sweet fix with that creaminess and fattiness of Greek yogurt, and you could put some nuts and seeds on top or even a really toasted, beautiful toasted granola. And it's all really nutrient-dense food that gives you the sensation that it's a little bit of a treat, but it's actually fantastic for you. And mm. Kay, the other thing is you and I are probably in a situation where we expect more food than we need. And slowly as you drop back those portions, your body won't need as much. So it will change and it will get easier. I absolutely promise you. But I want you to love yourself mm-hmm. and make every choice about really nourishing who you are and who you want to be.
Okay. Thank you so much, all of you.
Anytime,
thanks,
Kay.
Beautiful question, beautiful answer. Thanks so much, Hindsey. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. That's our number. For any questions for your health. Also coming up, naturopath and natural fertility specialist Leah Hechtman joins us to talk about the much overlooked area of male fertility. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, male fertility is a subject that doesn't always get talked about, especially amongst men. But it's just as important in the baby-making process as the female's health is. And joining us on the line is naturopath and natural fertility specialist Leah Hechtman. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Is it true that a third of men report having one or more reproductive health problems? That seems a lot.
It is a lot. But when we look at infertility, a third of cases account in the male, a third in females, and a third in the couple themselves. So technically it's about 50% are responsible by the male.
Leah, we often wrongly think that the reproductive issues are more on the woman's part than the men's. Is that right?
We do, but unfortunately it's a little bit misguided, and we now know that it's 50-50. You know, it takes two to tango, and both are equally contributing.
Leah, if we cut to the chase here, we're talking essentially sperm health, aren't we? So,
absolutely.
Therefore, we talk mitochondria, we talk energy generation for all sorts of reasons, with motility, with structure, the whole thing. What do we know about that from sperm health?
Well, we know quite a bit. I think science is developing really quite well, and our technology enables us to understand that, you know, a male's fertility, when we do a semen analysis, we can look at motility, which is movement, morphology, which is structure, and count of sperm. And those three variables can give us quite a significant insight into his successful ability to conceive or not.
When we talk about lifestyle changes, often when I hear friends who are female and wanting to fall pregnant, it seems like the expectant mum does all the changes to their diet and their lifestyle. What do you think men could be doing to help balance this situation out?
Well, that's a really good point. I think that, you know, certainly in my practice, I think it's beautiful when couples do it together. But absolutely, you know, the data is there both clinically and in the research world, where if men make small changes to their diet and lifestyle, just reducing alcohol, increasing exercise, getting better sleep, you know, it makes dramatic changes to their semen profiles.
Just going back to my chat about sperm health, and I might add, I have Leah's book on my desk. It is the most magnificent text that I refer to. You'll be happy to know, Leah, most days. What else can we do to make a difference? So if there's a diagnosis of poor sperm health, what specifically can we do?
Look, I think it's really important to remember, and this is an analogy I always give with patients, it's that if a male continues to drink, continues to smoke, is, you know, very overweight, has a terrible diet, that sperm goes and travels to the egg, and then it puts extra burden on the egg to tidy up all of the impact to DNA or impact to the mitochondria within the sperm, which then puts extra work onto the female's body. So anything that the guy can do makes the female's job of fertilisation and successful pregnancy easier. Mm-hmm. So anything from just changing your diet and cleaning it up and getting rid of trans fats and unhealthy fats and deep fried foods and things like that, straight away, all of those fat-soluble molecules within the sperm or that are used by the sperm, the female body doesn't have to go and tidy up and you know, lose extra energy for it.
And we talk ubiquinol. We talk about it for energy. We talk about all sorts of things. Does this play a role?
Absolutely. I think ubiquinol is absolutely by far the number one supplement that I'll be prescribing for both men and women, but particularly for men. We've got so much data and I've got so much clinical evidence that shows that when you give ubiquinol for men, it changes every single sperm parameter.
It's fascinating to me, Leah, how we see so many older fathers and so we assume that age has no impact whatsoever on male fertility, but that's not actually the case, isn't it?
No, and it's really only in the last 10 years that we've really started to look at the impact of age on sperm. And we know that male fertility declines quite significantly from 45 to 50 years of age, which is something that I don't think is publicised or promoted enough. And whilst men generate sperm on a daily basis, so every 2.5 months, you know, that entire cohort of sperm is completely new, his age is the variable that will at every time start to impact it. And if we go back to ubiquinol for a moment, it's essentially, you know, we lose ubiquinol as we age, so then we lose ubiquinol, which is within the structure of the sperm, but also gives the sperm its energy to swim, to move, to find the egg, to do all the things that it needs to do.
And I think what's absolutely critical is that there should be no stigma in talking about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's all just medicine. It's all just health.
Well, thank you so much, Leah Heckman, for that very illuminating conversation. It's been wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
131-873 is our number. Diane in Elizabeth Bay, great to hear from you.
Hello.
You've got a question?
How can we help, Diane?
Yes, I was just wondering. I do eat fruit. But whenever I never have biscuits, never have cake and never have chocolate in my apartment, but I have the best quality olives and little portions of cheese, and I do go to the fridge and have that whenever I feel
Diane.
Diane, you're talking to a person who is in love with cheese, sitting opposite me here, Joe.
I was going to say, are you asking, is it possible to have too much cheese, Diane? Because I'm scared of the answer.
Oh, no, this is a good, I love this call because you're talking, what I love, Diane, is that you preface this with good quality.
Yes,
and if
fats.
We're going to have good quality anything, please let it be olives and cheese because we're getting healthy fats from both of them. Olives is one of my favourite fruits. They're so good. And making sure that they're in a high quality extra virgin olive oil can make all the difference. And cheese, fantastic source of calcium, good healthy fats, protein. You can't go wrong.
Is that there's good cheese and bad cheese, right? Like you should reach for the best quality.
Yeah.
What's yours, Joe?
I love a Daffanois.
Daffanois.
Yeah, but some great locally made cheeses as well. I know that you should not always be reaching for the French. You want to support our local dairy industry.
Yes, and you have a range. Mm. So you have the hard cheese. Hard cheese with olives is probably better.
Yep.
Is yours hard cheese, Diane? As in aged cheddar?
I like feta.
I am a big fan of feta. I think it's absolutely a huge tick in my book, Diane. So things we're looking for would be, you know, from grass-fed cows. That's one of the highlights I like for the quality of the cheese. Making sure you know where it's sourced and as minimally processed as possible. So I often tell people, avoid all the lows and the lights and the reduced this. Keep it as real as possible.
It's modified.
Real food as less modified as possible.
Inspirational, Diane. Well done.
I love it, Diane. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Making me hungry.
Oh, get a cheese platter today. Yeah. Come on.
Someone get one in here now.
That's right. Well, next up, we're going to be talking boosting your energy levels in a unique way on the A to Z of Vitamins. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol is a powerful antioxidant produced naturally in the body, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams from Chemist Warehouse, which provides ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular system health health and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we are talking a way to boost our energy levels today.
We often look for various supplements and nutrients, Joe and Heinze, to increase our energy, to help us think more clearly, to help us sleep, to help us give us stamina. Did you know last week, March 16, was Swallowing Awareness Day? Did you know that we swallow across the average day 500 times, up to 700 times a day?
I did not know that.
Now, imagine if you have a swallowing issue and you can't swallow a hard tablet or a capsule.
Yes.
So looking at other ways, so we look at something that you can chew or something that you can dissolve in water. So effervescent supplements are coming back, which is good, and also two chewable ones are coming back. So if swallowing is an issue, and it is in a number of issues.
I'm close to 40 and I still struggle with some of those lager capsules. I panic. I see some people put a whole pile in their hand and down them. I'm like one at a time with guzzling. I'm very hydrated after I've taken some tabs.
So if that's an issue, get some advice on other options, because if that's an ongoing problem, it can mean that I won't take my supplement because I'm going to choke on it.
And if you're taking your supplements in a different way other than the tablet, so effervescent or gummies, it's not compromising what you're actually ingesting supplement.
No, it's just a different way of getting your supplements.
Effervescent, good for hydration.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Wakey Wakey. Achieve more. Let's get to another caller. Good morning, Errol in Ascot Vale.
Good morning, Errol.
Yeah, g'day, Joe. I've got peripheral neuropathy in my feet, and I've been having trouble getting the lipoic acid, and you said you had an alternative.
Yeah, look, I don't know what's going on with lipoic acid, Errol. I gather it across the country. It could be my fault, but there's a real issue with supply, because it's my favourite go-to for neuropathy. Look, there is a nutrient that a lot of health stores have, some pharmacies do. It's got three initials, PEA, P for Peter, E for Egg, A for Apple. Now, I can't give you those details on radio, but have you got some?
I've been trying those PEA and they're doing absolutely nothing.
Well, increase the dose. Double the dose, Errol, because a lot of it's caused by underdosing. So you're taking capsule or powder?
Capsules, four a day.
Okay, up to six. Three in the morning, three at night. Email me, tell me what's happening over the next week or so, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and we'll sort this out.
All the best with that. Errol, thank you so much to all of our callers today. And as Gerald said there, houseofwellness.com.au. If you have a question, go to the Ask tab. We need to mention House of Wellness TV is back today, midday on Channel 7, or check your local guides. There is a beautiful interview with mum, author, musician and disability advocate Eliza Hull on this episode. I absolutely loved it. Eliza has edited a book called We've Got This, which is a collection of stories by parents with disabilities. And did you know 15% of Aussie families have a parent with a disability?
Amazing stat.
That is, yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, right? And so these stories are full of heart and humour and courage. And it's so fascinating to learn the challenges that parents with disabilities face and how they use creativity and parent in really innovative ways.
It's a great interview.
Really. And also, Heinze, on this episode today, you're bringing a lovely snack for us to make.
Yeah, I'm going to show you how to make delicious pumpkin hash browns. And it actually touches to one of our calls today about having comfort foods but not overindulging. So making sure that you're celebrating nutrient-dense ingredients that hit the spot but also look after your health as well. So if you're at home right now listening or in the car and you think, I haven't had breakfast yet, get on to the House of Wellness. Mm. You'll love the recipe. They're crispy, they're golden brown, gluten-free, dairy-free, absolutely fantastic.
Delicious. So that's House of Wellness TV today, midday on Channel 7. Of course, new episode on Friday, Channel 7 at 2 p.m. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's another big day, a 5K walk, 10K bike, bike ride, followed by some work in the garden, feeling tired just thinking about it? Achieve more with Wakey Wakey Gummies. Tailor your wakefulness with up to 5 gummies per day to help boost energy levels and support concentration. Plus, each gummy contains vitamins B3, B6, B12 and C for increased mental stamina. Wakey Wakey Gummies are $12.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $51.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It has been lovely to have your company over this last hour. I have learned from this I must drink more water and to get some cheese.
I love that. Olives.
Yes, and olives. What are you doing for your health today, Gerald?
I'm lunching out. I won't walk there. I'll drive there. Lunching out with friends and having a, before that, lunching out or eating out at a picnic.
Oh, I
picnic
love it.
Picnic on to lunch.
I am obsessed with the picnics. And this is one of the things that's come from, I suppose, being COVID safe.
Yes.
More outdoor eating.
Yeah.
Which I'm enjoying.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
What about you, Hindsy?
Well, I'm planning on going to the gym, but first, what comes first? Fuel. So I'm going to have
breakfast.
A delicious breakfast, then hit the gym.
What will you eat before going to the gym? Because I don't like having food in my tummy when I exercise.
Oh, I can't be hungry. Like, if I'm hungry, I can't train. So I'm going to go have some fruit, some granola, some yogurt, something really nourishing so that I feel pumped up. You know, get those pumps on, Joe.
I do tend to exercise sometimes without food in my stomach, which is bad, hey?
Well, everyone's different. Do what works for you. If you can exercise with energy, great. I need it.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I'm such a big unit, you know.
I'm heading out for a very... You look at you. Look at your guns.
Couldn't almost fit through the radio door.
Yeah, it's true. I'm heading out for a beautiful long walk. Whatever you are doing today, please do enjoy it. As always, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week.